Welcome to Your Money Matters, a personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Friday evening, September 26th, and the weekend. I'm Hank Weisbecker. This time, want to see the minimum wage raised? You might be surprised by who agrees with you. And we may be moving in the right direction when it comes to reducing student loan defaults. If you make minimum wage and think you should make more, you're not alone. A new Career Builder survey looks at how employers feel about minimum wage hikes. Spokesperson Jennifer Grass.
The majority said that they think that the minimum wage should be raised in their state. 62% said that, and that spans from hiring managers to senior leaders.
Grass says many employers feel there are benefits to raising the minimum wage.
The number one thing that they pointed to is it can improve the standard of living, and then that's going to ultimately benefit everybody. They also talked about positive effects on employee retention, that it can help bolster the economy, increase consumer spending.
However, not everyone is in agreement. Grass says some employers have real concerns about how minimum wage hikes could impact their businesses.
Some of the things that they talked about, it can potentially cause employers to hire less people. And how is that going to ultimately affect the unemployment rate? It can cause issues for small businesses that are already struggling to get by. It could cause hikes in prices.
As we continue, federal student loan defaults could be becoming less of a problem.
You've got to make sure your family and finances are legally protected. So where do you turn for legal help you can trust? LegalZoom.com. For over 13 years, they've been helping Americans with LLCs, incorporation, wills, trusts, and more. LegalZoom makes it painless. You can always reach out to them with questions, and they'll talk you through the process. You can get legal help through independent attorneys and self-help services at your direction, but they're not a law firm. For special savings, be sure to enter the code WSJ in the referral box at LegalZoom.com.
The share of borrowers defaulting on federal student loans shortly after leaving school appears to be declining. WSJ reporter Josh Mitchell tells us the Education Department says 13.7% of students who left school 3 years ago are now in default on their student loans.
And that compares to 14.7% of students for the previous class. So the trend is better, but I must point out that this is still a very high rate.
Mitchell says an improving economy and an improving job market could be fueling the decline.
Things aren't great, but this does go hand in hand with the fact that the unemployment rate has come down, so you have more people who are getting jobs and thus able to probably make payments at a better rate than prior.
Mitchell points out that income-based repayment programs have expanded pretty quickly over the past 2 years.
The Obama administration has pushed these programs very hard because there has been such a high rate of students falling behind on their payments. They've really tried to get the word out there that, look, we can cap your payments as a share of your income.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Hank Weisbecker at the Wall Street Journal.